From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Altamont Enterprise is reporting that the Rensselaerville Town Board is another municipality rejecting a resolution to denounce flying the Confederate flag. Last week, the Adirondacks town of Tupper Lake refused to officially oppose racism, including the display of the Confederate flag. In Rensselaerville, in southern Albany County, April Roggio proposed a resolution denouncing the practice of flying a flag of traitors to the United States who believed slavery was more important than keeping the country together. Roggio told the town board at its September 24th regular meeting, and I quote, "I think you should acknowledge that there is a fraying in our social fabric throughout this country and here, and that we can start doing something to repair that," end quote. Rensselaerville resident Sarah Gordon previously organized a campaign for local businesses to support the Black Lives Matters movement. Gordon said, and I quote, "If, upon being asked, our town cannot condemn the battle flag of an enemy state, a state that fought to protect the institution of slavery in the 19th century, and a flag that today waves as a proud symbol of the knee on the neck of black people in the 21st century. The crickets chirping in the deafening silence would be that of our town's inherent fragility and privilege, being a place populated 96% by white people, as reported by the census," end quote. But the four board members present said that it would be inappropriate for the town to voice an opinion on residents' private symbols. Deputy Supervisor Jason Roth, a Republican, said, and I quote, "I'm not a racist. I would never hang a Confederate flag in my front yard. But I also know some very good people who do fly these flags," end quote. So the board did not denounce flying the Confederate flag in Rensselaerville. And you can read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. Tyler Brown is reporting for CBS 6 Albany. As New York State Thruway moves to cashless tolls, drivers will be required to have an easy pass to travel the roadway, but without one, the journey will cost more. The Thruway Authority has constructed dozens of gantries to track travel either by easy pass or by reading license plates. The state is aggressively marketing the easy pass through an advertising campaign that includes signs on the Thruway itself. Because beginning next year, anyone paying cash will be charged 30% more, plus a $2 surcharge for each invoice sent through the mail. Edward Miller used to commute on the Thruway and says the idea of cashless tolls is bittersweet. Miller said, and I quote, "I feel sorry for the people that are losing their jobs, the toll takers. It used to be a good job," end quote. The Thruway Authority will host virtual public hearings on cashless tollings at 4 p.m. Wednesday, October 14th, and at 6 p.m. Thursday, October 15th. The hearing will be streamed live at thruway.ny.gov. Allison Fox is reporting for Travel and Leisure. Travelers may soon be able to fly between New York and London with a shortened quarantine period as part of a plan to open up travel between the two cities as soon as the holidays. The Wall Street Journal reported airline customers would likely be required to get tested for COVID-19 before their flight. The plan is part of an effort of the U.S. Department of Transportation and Department of Homeland Security, among others, to make international travel possible. While nothing has yet been finalized, a Homeland Security official said the agency was in the early stages of creating a way to, and I quote, "safely encourage transatlantic travel while mitigating public health risk," end quote. Part of the discussion concerns the length of quarantine. Transportation officials and airline trade groups support a 24-hour isolation period, while others are encouraging for a 4 to 7 day quarantine. The U.S. has been in discussions with German officials as well. The U.K. currently has travel corridors open with several dozen countries and territories, including many in Europe and several in Asia, that remove the self-isolation requirement for incoming passengers. Visitors from the U.S., however, must currently self-isolate for 14 days upon arrival. And you can read the full story at travelandleisure.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.